Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Today's episode of Saints Happy Hour is brought to you by Sports Drink, your digital water cooler. Sports Drink is a newly created internet community that tries to find the intersection of sports and not sports. They are here to help us grow and to hate your favorite team. A rising tide lifts all boats. Go check them out online or on social. Go to sportsdrink.org, open Instagram, and type in at sportsdrink, spelled sportsdrink without the vowels. That's S-P-R-T-S-D-R-N-K. All we ask is that you close the door behind you. We're trying not to let the funk out. Thanks for listening to Saints Happy Hour. We are a family here. You know what families do? They support each other. And if you aren't a patron, we need your support. All the great content you consume for free takes time and money. If you love the show and listen regularly, please become a patron. We need you. Supporting Saints Happy Hour can cost you as little as 23 cents a day. That's what the Saints should have paid Kenny Stills. So please go to Patreon/Saints Happy Hour and support the show today.
Why couldn't Bane visit Tampa and give us the ending to Saints to Bucks Rams? All Saints fans deserved. I butchered that. My God, these Sean Payton rumors, it's painful. Thomas, hit that intro.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints.
Are you sure you're still the coach, Sean?
What's with this Saints Happy podcast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
Right, everybody, welcome to another edition of the Saints Happy Hour podcast. We are live on Twitch. If you aren't, follow us on Twitch and remember to subscribe to Saints Happy Hour wherever you get your podcast. Also, become an annual patron at Patreon/Saints Happy Hour. You get one of these mugs and you get the best Saints podcast every day and you get 2 months for free. We want to thank Saints to Death. He figured out how to subscribe on Amazon Prime. And Andrew's dad, he just gifted a tier one sub to Joey29. Thanks, guys. Mm. You can subscribe to the show for free if you use Amazon Prime. All you have to do is go to twitch.tv/Saints Happy Hour, click the subscribe button below the stream, and choose the option subscribe with Prime. It's really easy. And it's going to take you less than like 5 minutes. Go ahead and do it. Even if you're listening to the audio only version, it's free. So show us some love like Saints to Death just did during the countdown and support the show. We appreciate it. Everybody, what are we drinking tonight as we worry about Sean Payton leaving us?
I'm having a little bit of rum this evening. Oh, nice. I'm drinking
some Methnug.
Yes, today's show requires a double shot of Methnog. I am drinking Smith & Cross Jamaican rum. It's one of my favorite, probably my favorite dark rum. Certainly my favorite Jamaican rum. Very funky. Very funky. It's what
Andrew, are you drinking anything? I know you just destroyed a 50-year-old woman. You said she had good ground strokes, good return game. You were worried if you were going to make it to the show on time. Did you crush her soul?
It was a doctor my age, man. He was in his early 40s. Mm-hmm. No 50-year-old woman tonight. But
C-Mite, thanks for gifting a sub. Appreciate it.
I'm still rocking five dry subs. January.
Five subs. Wow.
Whoa. What a beast, he's man.
Beast. He loves us.
I'm still dry. Until February 1st.
January. Oh, that's right. Yeah. You only got a few days. You only got like a week left.
Yeah, I'm close. Do I get to drink it on our next show, on our next big show?
Yeah, I think you would be able to.
No, no, because it would be the 31st.
That's right.
Come on.
No drinking.
We have to do. We would have to do Tuesday then.
Yeah, well, let's just keep going until through midnight, and then I can. Just have a super long show.
Man, C-Mite, he's just gifting subs everywhere. Boom.
Yeah. Is this? Are we going to have to listen to this noise? This noise?
Yes.
That's okay. Oh, money in our pockets, it's Dave. Come on. Keep bringing it.
It's Jeff Bezos' money just pouring into us.
No, I don't understand.
I haven't seen a dime of this.
Dave, I don't understand any of this.
That's not true, Dave. I bought the mugs from you.
It makes about as much sense as Portal.
It all goes to Thomas.
It all goes to Thomas.
Trickle down.
Money laundering.
Don't say anything, Andrew. Don't incriminate yourself.
Yeah. Before we get to Sean Payton insanity, the playoff games this weekend.
Wait. What's Kevin drink?
Kevin didn't. What is that?
Okay, Kevin, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking Rittenhouse
rye. And it's actually pretty good. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Another sub.
Oh my God.
Biloxi Blues, right?
Let's go.
No, Cajun Sands. I'm sorry, Cajun Sands.
Cajun Sand asks, why is Dave always in the pantry?
It's not the pantry. This is our. This is like a
it
closet.
Is now.
It's a closet off the playroom, and it's like where all my electronic equipment and my camera system monitor is, and all the and our games and stuff. So it's not a food pantry.
I'm waiting for the show where the games fall on Dave and Mousetrap falls on his head.
That's possible. We have Mousetrap. Where is Mousetrap? Oh, it's right there in front of me. When you see me leave, that's when I'm going to the food pantry. That's where I'm going.
Getting some candy.
He's going to the bathroom.
Yeah, or beef jerky.
Be honest.
Here's my question, Kevin. The playoff games this weekend, I want to talk about those before we get to Sean Payton. They were all great. They all ended on the final player in overtime. Was Buffalo's loss last night, which was horrific, I'm not going to say compare it to the no call because that's its own category.
Yeah, I'm not.
But that's a pretty painful loss, and the games were incredible.
It was definitely on the Saints 49ers level of pain, the Vernon Davis game.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean that feels comparable. I don't know. I don't look at it like drawing the comparison with the Saints losses. And maybe that's hard to do because it's two other teams. But even as I empathize with the Bills fans, it's like your team, Josh Allen, they did everything they could.
It was perfect. And
they
still
did
lost.
Everything they could. Josh Allen played
out of
a perfect game. I don't care what the QB rating says. He practically played a perfect game.
Yeah.
He was just almost as good.
Mahomes and the Chiefs. Played just as perfect and then happened to win the coin toss. And then there you go. And then, you know, you can say the whole, the defense didn't stop. Yeah, the defense didn't stop because Patrick Mahomes and that offense was on fire. And I would have loved to have seen Josh Allen get a shot, but you know, it sucks. It sucks. I hope the window stays open for the Bills.
Dave, I was conflicted. I hate the 49ers very, very much, but Aaron Rodgers is kind of a douche. I was very conflicted on Saturday night on who I was rooting against. My
really?
49er
both
hate
was bubble. Games.
I didn't
both
really. Yeah, I went out Saturday night. I went out to dinner. I didn't watch I only caught the very end of that game. But you know, as far as that's concerned, first of all, Ralph, you said it best in your mega tweet that has 69,000 likes, literally.
Tight.
I'm not even exaggerating. But I mean, Ralph, you said it best. And I have some things to say about the Buffalo game too, but they've had uninterrupted Hall of Fame. Yeah. Had 30 years of uninterrupted Hall of Fame.
Seven MVP seasons.
And they have, yeah. And they've only had two titles and yeah, that may be the greatest underachievement in sports history. And it's like, yeah, you know, we always talk about the Drew Brees years. Like, did the Saints is the 15, 16 years or whatever that we had Drew Brees and a terrible, terrible defense for so many of those years. Like, have the Saints underperformed? But I mean, in retrospect, in perspective,
compared to Green Bay.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think Green Bay has definitely underperformed way more than the Saints ever did. Green Bay should have maybe not as many Super Bowl rings as they should have been going to the Super Bowl every year against the Patriots. It should have been the Patriots versus the Packers, like every year for like 10 years it should have been. And it's funny because, you know, the Packers, they always say, oh, we like the cold weather. You know, Matt LaFleur was on Pardon My Take. You know, the colder, the better, blah, blah, blah. Like, they lose all the time in the cold weather. They always lose the playoffs in the cold weather. The cold weather screws them. The cold weather hurts them more than it hurts the other team. It's crazy.
Andrew,
anyway, did so the playoffs say Saturday... Aaron Rodgers fraud, a fraud. Like, come on. You're the MVP. You're the reigning MVP. You can't – he kept trying to throw to Devontae Adams. You got to win this game. This game was winnable. This game was there. This game was to be had for the taking, and he didn't take it. And the MVP would have taken it. You think Mahomes doesn't win that game? You think Joe Burrow doesn't win that game? You think Josh Allen doesn't win that game? Get out of here. All three of those guys win that game easily. It's not even close. Even with all the special teams disasters. And the special teams were a disaster. Nothing special about the special teams.
You know who does win that game? Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy G, he's the Packers killer, baby.
Here's my question. Offense didn't score a touchdown in that game.
They didn't. They were the first team ever to be losing a playoff game in the last 5 minutes, not score an offensive touchdown, and win.
Right.
Andrew, here's my question. I'm watching those games in the AFC, and I'm like, thank God the Saints aren't in the AFC because they got all the good young quarterbacks. I look at the NFC, and I'm like, go YOLO for Russell Wilson, because if Aaron Rodgers – immunized or whatever the hell he is. If he gets traded, goes to Denver.
Immunized.
He'll go to Denver. Right. Brady said on his podcast, he sounded like a dude who's really thinking about retirement. The NFC could be the slums of quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Saints go get a good quarterback.
Darnold, Matt Ryan, Kyle Trask, and Taysom. That might be the four quarterbacks next year.
I tweeted this earlier today. Yeah. Mahomes, Allen, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, Derek Carr. Who else am I forgetting?
Davis Carr.
You mean David Carr?
him too. The Colts guy who was from Philly. Guys.
Oh, yeah. Wentz.
Ralph keeps calling Derek Carr David Carr.
Whatever.
You got it right, Kevin. You got it right.
But
wait, I want to talk more about the...
He's down bad.
I want to talk more about the Bills-Chiefs game, because, I mean, like, personally, I think that was the greatest NFL game I've ever seen.
Maybe
the greatest NFL game in history. Yeah. You know, you think about, obviously, we always love 28-3. Scoring 25 points in a quarter and a half is epic. But we saw these two teams score 25 points in 2 minutes. Okay. This was that Super Bowl, the Patriots Falcons. This was on steroids. It was crazy. And, yeah, I mean, obviously the quarterbacks were great and the offenses were great, but at the same time, I think the defenses were garbage. I mean, you know.
The Bills were the number one pass defense in the league.
Well,
it wasn't like they were supposed to be awful. It's just like Mahomes is just awesome.
But, you know, it's funny because I at dinner tonight, my son was like, he said, Dad, I heard you say holy SH word last night. And I was like, well, yeah, the game, like I was watching the game. And my wife is looking at me like she's crazy because I'm screaming and
everyone,
none of these teams are the Saints.
Dave.
Neither of these teams are the Saints. I think 10 million wives across the country last night were like yelling at their husbands, like, what the hell is wrong with you? What are you yelling at? You don't like any of these teams. What's going on? The game was like, it was so crazy. I had to explain the rules
to football. I had my annual explain the rules of football to Sally. Usually the last four years, the Saints have been in the playoffs and I have to explain the rules to her. Last night I was doing it for Chiefs Bills.
What's funny is the Bucks and the who are they playing? The Bucks and the Rams.
Rams.
Yeah, that it was the game ended similarly in that it was just bananas. Like the end of the game was absolute mayhem and anarchy, but like it was the opposite in the sense that it was an awful game.
It was awful.
Like it was just a comedy of errors. The Rams trying so hard to blow it right up until Tampa inexplicably goes zero full blitz and leaves Cooper Kupp wide open. Like, what are you doing?
Who led the league in everything for receiver. He's wide open.
Like, oh, we're just going to leave a safety on him and play him single and see what happens. Like,
Kevin.
What?
Kevin, I was conflicted about Rams, Tampa, because I didn't know who I wanted to have suffer the brutal loss. And Tampa, Andrew just described, that's a brutal way to lose a football game.
No debate.
But I think I wanted the Rams.
No.
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 Because here is how. So I put out a tweet, I think it was Friday night, with the three NFC teams that were still in it, the Rams, the Bucks, and the Niners. And I said, which of these would you be least mad at if they made it to the Super Bowl? And the Niners ended up running away with it. And then one of the responders said,
Not the Bengals. Were the Bengals in there?
No. It was just the NFC team.
Just talking NFC.
It was just the NFC. And one of the responders, I can't remember his name, but one of the responders said, none of them. I hate them all. I would rather go lay down in traffic, all that kind of stuff. I said, okay, let me rephrase it to like this. Which of these teams do you think is most likely to go to the Super Bowl and then get pantsed by the AFC team?
Okay,
I like that question. And then he gave me an answer. So that was my thinking with the Rams and the Bucks. If you put Tom Brady in the Super Bowl, it's squeaky bum time all 60 minutes of the game. If you put
Matt Stafford, he's getting the calls, he's getting the shenanigans.
If you put Matt Stafford or Jimmy Garoppolo in the Super Bowl against an AFC team that is going to be firing on all cylinders offensively and will probably be able to get pressure on their asses, I like those chances.
Yeah.
Over the Bucks.
I think it.
I just, every time the Rams play, I feel like they're going to gag it.
Here's the thing, and then we'll talk about the Saints. But I feel like the Rams losing to San Francisco, Dave, in their own stadium with like 65% 49er fans would be really funny, because then we can be like, Rams, if you'd have just held on to your 17-0 lead, you wouldn't have had to lose to San Francisco in the playoffs. You got what you deserved. And that, to me, would be enjoyable, even though it's San Francisco and I hate them.
Yeah. Well, the other side of that coin is like, I don't know how much we hate Aaron Rodgers and the Packers now, but like, you know, if the Niners lose that game to end the season and the Saints get in the playoffs, you know, Packers probably are in the NFC champion. I mean,
no, they're not. Not if Taysom's playing.
Oh, you think the Saints would have beaten the Packers?
I think the Saints, if Taysom could have won Saturday in Green Bay.
Well, Taysom, that's 100%. Taysom wasn't playing, though. Taysom was out. He's done. He was not going to play.
Yeah,
it would have been Trevor Siemian.
I don't know about that.
Well, and if we're going to play hypothetical, let's play fun hypothetical, not Trevor Siemian hypothetical.
So I will say this. I am 100% rooting for the 49ers. I don't like, look, and I grew up in the era where
in
Joe
the entire
Montana,
league. Okay, now hold on. Now I'm not even an LSU guy.
No. Okay. Of course, AFC. Yeah. Of course, I want Cincinnati above all else. If Cincinnati loses, then I root for the Chiefs. AFC all the way. But for the 49ers and Rams, I don't even have a hesitation here. And I grew up putting up with Joe Montana sweeping us twice a year, then Steve Young. I when the Saints were in the NFC West, that was me as a kid. Like, I hate the 49ers. I have a lot of residual pain and suffering and hate towards them. And we just talked about the Vernon Davis game. That was as traumatic as any playoff loss before the no call, and maybe the Vikings Hail Mary. But I'm willing to put all that behind me temporarily just to make sure the Rams don't make the Super Bowl. I am all in on the 49ers for one game. I lean the
Niners, but my methodology is slightly different. Fuck Stan Kroenke. Like, Stan Kroenke is an absolute. Well, actually, why am I even calling him Stan? Enos. His real name is Enos. Enos Stanley Kroenke is his full name.
Sounds like anus.
I also look at it like this: if Garoppolo goes to the Super Bowl
again,
he's gonna lay an egg. When we all see that clearly, like, Garoppolo is gonna be freak. There is no way Garoppolo is gonna trade touchdown for touchdown with Patrick Mahomes or Joe Burrow. You can forget that. All right, but the Rams,
the Niners, like, would have to play the defensive game of their lives.
Yes, but Matt Stafford, like, if the Rams were to win the Super Bowl, it would just validate the whole going all in for Von Miller,
right,
getting Odell Beckham, right, getting Stafford in the offseason.
It's like the Yankees
shipping
winning
out all their draft picks. Yeah. Like, if that gets validated, that would be disgusting to me.
It would make Stan Kroenke
happy.
More money.
That's terrible.
And yeah. I refuse. I don't want to see him happy, even though he never looks happy. I don't want to see him happy. I don't want to see him successful. As far as I'm concerned, I hope that there's an inspection of that state of that monstrosity he built in Englewood down the line, and it finds that it's infested with rodents or some kind of horseshit.
Well, it will be infested with rodents Sunday. It'll be infested with 49er fans. So there you go.
Oh, zing. Ooh, zing.
Damn. Okay.
Burn.
But I'll say one other thing, Andrew. You know, you mentioned, that if they go to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl, it validates the whole thing. But, I mean, they've already made the championship game. So kind of been validated already. Like, at least it will at least get you so far. If you buy all these guys and trade away all these picks, it at least get you to the championship game. So I don't know.
I think
we
should.
But if you don't win, your season ends in pain and disappointment, just like everyone else.
If you don't, if you're not looking at the live stream, you're missing out. Dave's wearing funny glasses. I think Dave.
These were just like sitting there in one of these baskets.
I think every time Dave needs to make a really serious talk about a real serious topic, he needs to put on those glasses.
I don't know what these are.
Speaking of a serious topic. Oh my goodness, Andrew, the Peyton retire rumors, they reached DEFCON levels Friday night, but he's still the Saints coach. Jeff Ireland is still the scouting director. Dennis Allen still the defensive coordinator. But it got even crazier today. The news media caught up with Gail Benson, and she was asked about Sean Payton, and her answer was not reassuring. Thomas, play that soundbite.
No, Sean, we don't know. You know, who knows? We'll find out soon enough, I guess. I don't think any of us know, but he'll let us know soon enough.
That's not reassuring, Kevin, but we pay Thomas a lot of money here. And I said, Thomas, take time out from your money laundering scheme or whatever you do. And Thomas did it. And that's, you hear it. Oh, goodness. That's the breaking news siren. Thomas, best producer in the world, you got some breaking news for us. You broke into Ian Rappaport's boss's phone. Thomas, what did you find?
I am not only a producer, as it turns out.
Or at an NFL network?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got the messages, guys. We got the messages from Ian Rappaport's phone. That solves it. Like, that's 100% info.
It's time to run the annual Sean Payton is going to Dallas story. People aren't that stupid anymore, Roger. They're not going to buy it this time. I don't know, right, that he's going to retire. Is he, though? What's your source? Source, don't make me laugh. He didn't say he's coming back next year, did he? You'll figure something out. Whatever you say, boss.
And then he put up the tweet, man. That's the truth, man. That's the truth. So don't worry. Don't worry, guys. I can guarantee you 100% Sean Payton isn't leaving.
I don't think. Okay, so I mean, I've already been on record, and I
tell him your theory, Dave.
And I told Ralph before the show, I'll die on this hill. I don't think there was a text message between Ian Rappaport and his boss. I think potentially there could have been a text message between him and Sean Payton himself. Look, I the Netflix movie Home Team, based on Sean Payton's year in suspension coaching his son's team, is coming out this Friday on Netflix.
That's right.
If you haven't heard a lot about it, that's probably because there hasn't been a lot of press, you know, any of that. So I think, and this is me on Discord right here, you know, I think that we're all being played here. I think this whole story was manufactured. I don't know whether, really the only question to me is whether Ian Rappaport is in on it or whether he has no clue and he's just being fed this information and reporting it. But either way, I think that this is all BS. I think Sean Payton is 100% staying here. I think he's never intended to leave. And I think he's just doing this to keep his name in the news this week. You know, and that way, I think probably tomorrow or no, Wednesday or Thursday or maybe Friday, you know, he'll come out and all of this will get put to rest. And then you'll go home Friday evening and you're going to want to turn on Netflix and watch Home Team because you're going to feel real good. Oh, yeah, my coach isn't leaving. I'm ready to watch a feel-good movie now about my coach, who's the coach of my team now and until at least 2026. And the other, Kevin, I see you. And like a good student, raising your hand, and I'll call on you once I'm ready.
Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave.
But I think we're all being played. You know, I saw today that what's his face? Jay Glazer said that he had talked to Sean and Sean changes his mind every 2 minutes. You know, I think that's because Jay doesn't like, I think Jay's good friends with Sean. I think Sean's trying to get, Sean's got Jay on the take here too. Gail, we saw the Gail clip. I think Gail knows what's going on and she doesn't want to say anything because she doesn't want to screw up the whole marketing thing. She's like, oh yeah, I'm just playing along because Sean wants the people to download the movie and whatever.
Download the movie.
I'm serious. I think this is, it just doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense to me. Like, okay, so he's going to retire. Okay, let's say he retires. Let's say, first of all, you know he's going to want to come back. He's not going to just stay retired. He's one of those guys, if he retires, it's like for a year or two,
oh,
and then
yeah,
he's coming back.
For a year. Yeah,
yeah, he's coming back. And so if he comes back, he's got to come back to the Saints. Either that or he's got to be traded because he's under contract through 2026, and you can't just retire and then come back and then choose whatever team you want to go to. So my thing is let's think this through. Let's do a thought experiment. He leaves. You think he's going to leave for 1 year? This year, the offseason where they need to decide what they're going to do at quarterback. You think he's going to leave? Let whoever else take charge for a year and run this operation and then come back and then have to fix whatever the hell happened for the last year. No. That makes no sense. That makes no sense.
If he leaves, he's not coming back.
That's
if
exactly
he leaves,
right.
He's not coming back.
Exactly right. If you but think Sean Payton is retiring, then you better kiss his ass goodbye and don't ever think he's coming back because there's no way he's going to do retire for a year and then come back. There's no way he's going to let somebody come in, make decisions for a year, and then have to come back and undo whatever or redo. Absolutely not. Makes zero sense. Zero sense.
Andrew, I want
to go watch Home Team this Friday on Netflix.
Kevin, go.
Basically, and Dave in his giant rant there, was an A-plus rant, by the way, he covered exactly what I was going to say. It was my only point. He's under contract until 2026. This is until they're having the press conference with the backdrop and he's sitting next to Gail. And there's tears in his eyes, and he's taking questions from everybody about how much he enjoyed living in New Orleans and all that kind of horse shit. I'm expecting him to stay here. I'm expecting him to be coaching next year and the year after that. If he leaves to retire or take a network job, he's not coming back to the Saints.
He's not.
If he goes and does network television or coverage or anything like that, he's going to stay there, or he'll take a job elsewhere, and that's his call.
And the Saints will get a draft pick potentially for it.
Sure, but I don't think he's leaving at all. I think this is much ado about nothing. I think this is the national sports media trying to manufacture something that just trying to manufacture something. I'm not saying that there's no smoke, but
they don't them, like Sean Payton.
Are you just saying like, are you
Sean
saying at the
not
end
returning
of the day,
my phone calls or not returning my text messages? You know,
are you just saying at the end of the day, you don't see him walking from $15 million a year?
Correct.
I don't think it's the money.
Would be stunned.
I don't think it's the money. What I don't see is, and look, I know the last 2 years have really sucked. You know, it's obviously already difficult to be a head coach in the NFL, and you devote a lot of time and a lot of your life to it, and you make a lot of sacrifices. And the last 2 years with COVID, it's obviously even worse. And this season, I think this season was worse than last season, despite being further into COVID and trying to get out of COVID.
For the Saints, it was.
For the Saints, yeah. For a lot of teams, but for the Saints, and you've got, you know, the Dolphins game on Monday night where, you know, look, I have no doubt that he gets burned out, but not the money. Sean is Sean. Sean is a competitive guy. I don't see when the times get tough, I don't see Sean Payton not getting tougher. I see him getting tougher and facing that challenge in the face. He's not that old. And again, he has such a freaking sweetheart deal here in New Orleans. He has such a sweetheart deal with him and Mickey and Gail and the ownership. I mean, he can do whatever he wants. He runs this team, and not many coaches have that. That's the other reason why the Sean Payton to Dallas stuff just, I can never believe it, because Jerry Jones is a meddler. Jerry Jones is a meddling owner, and that relationship between him and Sean would never last, because Sean's going to want autonomy. Sean's going to want to do whatever he's going to want to do. And Gail doesn't give a shit. Gail lets him do whatever the hell he wants to do. Gail's not making team decisions. Gail doesn't want to draft the running back from Arkansas.
I want to say something.
Gail wants to go buy hats.
Right.
I have to say this about Gail. I thought that,
lovely
and I
lady, cut us a check, please.
This will be the first time I have ever criticized Gail Benson on the show. I think she's been a tremendous
Watch
owner,
your tongue.
Very, very supportive. You know, she's cut all the checks. As the Saints have had to navigate these cap issues, it's required her writing bonus checks to a lot of players. She's cut every single one. So, like, up until this point, she was instrumental in the Pelicans staying in New Orleans, all that. So, like, tons of kudos to Gail Benson, but I thought that interview or that soundbite was absolutely horrible. When your fan base is nervous, the whole situation is in disarray, there's a lot of smoke, there's a lot of noise, for you to go up there and go, "Oh, you know, Sean, oh, who knows what's going to happen? I don't think anybody knows."
God, I hate to hear that. I hate that, to hear
me,
that.
That was the worst possible PR handling. Like, talk about not giving your fan base any confidence whatsoever. Like, everybody heard that soundbite and was just like, "Well, shit." I just think as an owner, if you're a legit owner, like, you've got to speak up for the brand and show confidence and be like, you know, we'll have more information on that soon. But don't worry, everybody. We have a plan. Like, that's what you're
her soundbite to me, Andrew. It made me believe Dave's theory.
Yes,
okay, I took the soundbite 180 yeah. degrees different.
I
from
think.
You.
Yeah. I think she 100% knows Sean is staying. I think she 100% is not worried about a damn thing. And I think she's more worried about in that interview. She's more worried about saying the wrong thing and confirming that Sean is staying and ruining his whole ruse. and, you know, and keeping this whole thing up for a few more days before the movie release. And so she just kind of says nothing and is noncommittal. That's how I took it.
I'll even go one step further. I think if this was any other owner in any other city, I agree with what Juge is saying, that is a bad thing to say if you were another owner in another city. But it's New Orleans, laissez-faire attitude, everything's fine, I'm going to merge on I-10 going 45, it's okay, man, it's okay.
Hopefully not I-10 East where the serial killer's picking off people left and right.
Yeah, I almost sent you an article recently, Andrew, saying like, see, I told you, like, you know, you're fine going to the Ninth Ward, but I wouldn't drive, you know, by Michoud.
Here's the thing, people don't understand. Andrew had me at like panicked, like a 15 on the Dave Cariello panic meter on Friday.
You're still panicked.
Let's not pretend you're off the ledge, Ralph.
You panic and react like a little girl. Like you are so like just the drop of a pin, and that's it. You're gone. You're set on.
First of all,
what? Ralph
that is
like
our
guy
that is my brand. I drink,
rope.
I panic, and I mispronounce names. That's my brand. First of all, hey, wait, are you new here? But the thing is, like Andrew knew what he was doing, texting me on Friday, just like
sure, right,
setting me up, yeah, lighting the fire, and I didn't appreciate it.
He just wanted to see the reaction.
Biloxi Blues, thank you for saying this. By the way, like Jeff Duncan. Puts the article out. Relax, everybody. Sean Payton's not going anywhere. And then he retweets the Jay Glazer tweet today, and he's like, "Yeah, looks like things are uncertain." Like, what?
That is see, he's on the stupid. Take.
See, another tally for my theory. You know, Jeff Duncan had to go on record and write the article to say, "Hey, look." He's not going anywhere, so that later when he doesn't go anywhere, he can say, see, I told you so, because Jeff Duncan knows he's not going to go anywhere, but he's still playing the game. Oh, I don't know. Maybe he could go somewhere. Maybe he'll retire. I don't know. Blah, blah, blah. Like, this is I think this is like the biggest clown show that's ever clowned.
Oh, my
that
God.
That would be amazing if Sean Payton was like, gotcha.
Oh, my God. Dave, I want Sean Payton to stay, but my God, Dave's going to be insufferable, Kevin.
We'll never know why he stays. But forget yes, Dave for a second
he will,
here. Forget
he will
Ralph,
dunk
forget
on
Dave.
The media if he stays. He will dunk on them Wednesday or Thursday, Dave.
The only way I would really be validated if he says I'm staying, and then he ends it and he says go watch Home Team on Netflix this Friday night. Then I'll be like, okay, then I was totally right.
So if Saints to Death says, can we get Jeff Duncan to retire instead? God, please.
Oh my God. But. I will contribute $50 to that cause.
Yes.
I also like AP.
I might sign up for NOLA.com and The Athletic both if he retires.
Also, AP's 1825 or whatever at the very start of the show when we did the open asked if we were going to get Dennis Allen to record the new open since he's going to be the new coach of the team.
Yeah, we'll try to find a way.
See you. Hey, Tomas, check the timestamp on this.
Is Dennis Allen on Cameo?
No.
Not yet.
But Ralph, how much does your respect for Sean Payton and I mean I'll speak for myself, like even though he's blocked me, my adoration for Sean Payton is like at an 11. If from 1 to 10 it's at 11. I think he's an amazing coach. I think it's been just a tremendous gift to the Saints in New Orleans, but how much does your admiration, Ralph, increase for him? If he really does this, if he's just like, gotcha,
oh,
he's never
God.
Going anywhere.
It'd be,
by the
it'd
way,
be amazing. And here's the thing, Kevin, that was crazy. The media's like, we don't know where he is. He's in parts unknown. And then Saturday, he's dunking on people on Twitter.
Yeah.
He showed up at the team facility today.
Yeah.
We know where he is.
That's right.
Like what? Did they think he was jet setting? Like he was Ric Flair in the 80s? Like what look, it's national sports heads upset that they don't have all the answers, and so they are just wildly speculating and hoping that something comes of it. That's what it is.
That's right.
That's what it is.
I think, too, the national media, they're just like, we're tired of Sean Payton being in New Orleans. He's a super elite coach or whatever, top five,
right,
top three,
right.
Whatever.
We need to get him in a bigger
– we need to get him in a bigger market we care about. And Drew Brees, we couldn't say it when he had Drew because when he had an elite quarterback, we couldn't say it. But now that he doesn't, he needs to go somewhere –
Today's episode of Saints Happy Hour is brought to you by Sports Drink, your digital water cooler. Sports Drink is a newly created internet community that tries to find the intersection of sports and not sports. They are here to help us grow and to hate your favorite team. A rising tide lifts all boats. Go check them out online or on social. Go to sportsdrink.org, open Instagram, and type in at sportsdrink, spelled sportsdrink without the vowels. That's S-P-R-T-S-D-R-N-K. All we ask is that you close the door behind you. We're trying not to let the funk out. Thanks for listening to Saints Happy Hour. We are a family here. You know what families do? They support each other. And if you aren't a patron, we need your support. All the great content you consume for free takes time and money. If you love the show and listen regularly, please become a patron. We need you. Supporting Saints Happy Hour can cost you as little as 23 cents a day. That's what the Saints should have paid Kenny Stills. So please go to Patreon/Saints Happy Hour and support the show today.
And Saints fans, we're in a sensitive, vulnerable spot, Andrew. And Eli Apple, he picked the absolute wrong time to talk crap to a panicked Saints fan base, because we were happy. We're just waiting for Sean Payton news, watching playoffs, and Eli Apple, he chose violence, and yeah. Saints Twitter wrecked him.
This was like a drive. Like, did somebody say something to him? Like, I don't understand. This was like a drive-by shooting. Like, what happened? Like, was he provoked? He just out of nowhere just starts shitting on us. Like, what happened?
I don't know.
And Andrew, like, what's his beef? Like,
fan base is his least favorite.
Like, he doesn't even have a beef. Like, what? The Saints didn't treat him bad. They didn't pick up the fifth year option, but like, they didn't treat him bad.
I feel like he's mad because like somebody like sold him tickets to the Mardi Gras or something. And, like, now he's like pissed.
Matt is bad.
Well, I think he said he disliked the food. Like, he was insulting crawfish, and you know, basically said that it was, you know, rotting our brains, and right?
Yeah. It's that swine and crawfish that's rotting our
brains. Right.
I mean, but swine? Saints fans, they come strong. They had videos of every time he got burned. I had forgotten how awful he was in the San Francisco game.
It was after he hurt his knee. Remember? After he hurt his knee, he was real bad.
He was. I mean, yeah. Look at these
videos. He was good for a minute with the Saints.
Yeah, I mean, he was...
He wasn't good. He was better than Crawley.
Back then, our standards were a lot lower.
He was serviceable.
Our defense was not...
He wasn't. Cooper Kupp just burned him like a piece of toast.
Our defense was not as good as it is now. Our standards were much lower. And back then, we were happy to have Eli Apple. I will be the first to admit that.
Yeah.
But I don't understand this. This is like we're driving on I-10 East and then bam, that's it. Somebody just shot us and killed us for no reason. We just went over the high rise and bam, we're dead now.
I just don't understand why Eli Apple had to go there. Like, I was kind of rooting for him. Like, I was watching the Bengals and I'm like, yeah, they got Hendrickson, they got Von Bell, they got Eli Apple. Like, I was happy for him when he made the play in that game.
Well, he's currently getting assassinated by the Fox 8 Twitter account right now.
Yes. But I was just like,
really?
I have no people
media organization.
Yeah.
It's great.
I have beef with Eli Apple. Like, he was not like Junior Gallette or Brandon Browner or like, I mean, he didn't leave on terrible terms. Like, I was kind of rooting for him. I was happy for him that he's in the AFC Championship. And then he has to fire all this. That's like, why are, like, dude, aren't you supposed to be preparing to try to go to a Super Bowl? Like, why are you?
And aren't you also doing that? On a team with several other people who either were Saints or who were from New Orleans or who played in the Southeast, Louisiana? Like, your fucking starting
Jamar Chase went to Rumble.
Who is basically your entire franchise's goddamn meal ticket? Yeah. Is Joe Burr? I mean, you are going to you're not even going to get a chance to play your way off a roster. You are going to wind up talking your way off a roster.
Yeah.
the
like,
one thing
how
I
the
did,
hell
like,
do you do that?
He needs to go to the. I think he went to the Junior Gillette School of tweeting, the yeah. Junior Gillette School for Twitter.
The one thing I did like was
the prestigious school.
When he made that play, Michael Thomas tweeted. Freaking Eli Apple or something like that.
Oh, maybe that's why he's mad. Oh, so maybe that's why he's mad.
I think it's funny because, like, Michael Thomas, you know, the story goes that when they were at Ohio State together, that Michael Thomas used to absolutely abuse him just every practice, and he would be talking trash. He would be talking trash to the offensive coordinator at Ohio State and just being like, can you put someone out here that can guard me? Because Eli Apple is garbage. And he would just, like, relentlessly embarrass him on the field and then embarrass him verbally the whole season. And so then he ends up going to the Saints. What's that?
It was the defense. He would go to the team.
I'm sorry, you're right.
Coordinator and say, you guys need to recruit somebody that can actually guard me.
Because this guy is trash. And so then fast forward to Michael Thomas is on the Saints and Eli Apple gets traded to the Saints and he's like doing it all over again. So like, Eli Apple and Michael Thomas have always had this beef.
Oh, here, and from two days ago, Michael Thomas said, Eli Apple, incredible. That's all he said.
Eli Apple. But you know, when you read Eli Apple, incredible, you know he's saying it like this. Eli Apple, incredible.
No, I didn't know that. Maybe like, that might
unbelievable.
Be that might be what started this whole thing. That might That's be right. why he's pissed yeah, off. Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Eli Apple probably, he's going to tweet out, I should have punched you. Michael Thomas, I should have punched you. Like you did to CD. I should have punched you.
Yeah. I don't think it was a positive tweet.
No.
King of Cod.
No. My
Eli
favorite.
Apple and Michael Thomas are not cool.
My favorite. I have two favorite memes. One, my buddy Joe just sent me, but it was like a meme of a woman like looking and she starts smiling. She's looking around the corner because, she's supposed to be Anthony Davis, you know, because now Eli Apple is like the most hated person in New Orleans and not Anthony Davis. No, but my favorite meme was the picture of everybody with a knife. Yeah. Yeah. My favorite meme, though, was the picture of everybody with a knife cutting the cake. And it's like Trey Hendrickson, Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, and then Eli Apple. And he's like standing there, but he doesn't have a knife. He's like, look, mom, helping. Like he's not really. Like, yeah, you're on the team, but
you know, I saw barely. A picture of the bunch of rotten apples. Did you see that? Like different phases of rotten apple, and then one just shows Eli Apple's face. It's like Saints. A bunch of rotting apples, and then Eli Apple's face.
Well, he also,
Saints,
I also
Kevin,
like the
Saints
one,
Twitter undefeated.
Yeah,
Saints no. Twitter's undefeated.
I mean, like you know, you could pull this crap on like, you know, the Colts fan base, like they, you know, they're very vanilla. They're bland. You're not going to get much from the Colts fan base. Okay. But you
Chargers.
Picked the wrong, you picked the wrong freaking fan base on Twitter to mess with because we will come hard and we will come heavy.
Well, did you hear that Eli Apple's mother canceled her Twitter account?
Well,
she did.
After whatever was going around.
There's some things about his mother that we will not get into on this podcast.
Nope.
But if you go to Twitter, you'll see some stuff.
Or our Discord.
Or our Discord, yeah. Another reason to sign up for as a patron.
Nope. This is my Morgan Freeman at the end of Seven moment. It's like, you know, tell California to stay away.
You don't want to know.
You know what? I'm looking at my situation. Twitter right now, and somebody just tagged me, Roger Sherman. I don't who's that? A professional? Oh, he's with the Ringer.
He stole your theory. I did that.
Yeah. He said, "Don't be fooled. All the talk about Sean Payton moving on from the Saints is just going to be a viral marketing campaign for the Kevin James movie." And then somebody replied to him and was like, "Oh, I said that too." And he showed his tweet, and I'm like, "All right, all you fuckers took this shit from me." All right.
So we have to. We have in the off season. We have by law.
That was Ralph. That was right.
By law, off season podcast. We have to do 7 minutes of actual Saints football discussion.
What about it? We have also to do 7 minutes of a Kevin Love update too.
Oh yeah, we'll get to the Kevin Love update in a minute. Should we talk about the Saints' biggest need? or do we just blow it off?
The Saints' biggest need. What? Come on.
Besides quarterback and receiver.
We haven't been in the offseason yet. We haven't had the Super Bowl yet.
I think
needs.
Pass. We'll talk about that. We can talk about that in March.
We can move that for next week.
We'll blow it. But, okay, we all right, we're not going to talk about this.
They need a head coach. Biggest need? Head coach.
Head coach.
Yeah.
Before we get to a Kevin Love update,
Kevin,
today is the 13th anniversary, or actually the 12th anniversary of, it was 12 years ago tonight, the Saints beat the Vikings in the 2009 NFC Championship, clinched their only only trip to the Super Bowl. Kevin, I admit, I have not rewatched this game start to finish ever because I'm scared the Saints are going to lose. Like, this game took like 7 years off my life.
Agreed. I was an absolute nervous wreck watching this game in a bar with my now ex-wife. We were like, the bar was like a block and a half away from our. Wait, was it a block? No. We were playing. You don't need to do that. My ex-wife, we get along. We're fine. We drove back downtown and went to the bar that we used to go to when we lived downtown, and it was packed. There were some Vikings fans there that I knew, and I was just like,
Adrian Peterson fumbling. You've got to be.
The Anthony Hargrove.
I forgot how good that return
man
was
on the field
by Courtney Roby. That was tremendous.
It was great shit. It was all great shit. I remember what I was wearing.
That's ridiculous.
Like, that's how wild that is. I remember what I was wearing. I had my little Irish Kevin hat on. I had a black pea coat because it was cold as shit in St. Louis and I couldn't take it off in the bar. And I was wearing, my mom for Christmas bought all of us NFC South champion merchandise.
T-shirt and hat day.
And we castigated her.
Look at the
Why are you buying us division championship merch? Let's see how far they go. You're planting your flag and saying, oh no, this is fine. They won the division. That's it. That's all we need.
You gotta have it all. Even if they win the Super Bowl, you still gotta have the division champs merch. You gotta have it all.
So
it's like Pokemon. You gotta collect it all.
I wore the division t-shirt for all the playoff games and the Super Bowl. I wore the Irish Kevin hat. I wore the black pea coat.
What is Irish Kevin? Same.
I had on my skinny gray Pumas the whole fucking time, like all 4 weeks.
So I went to this game with my mom. We at the end, I mean, it was great. At the end of the game, we were hugging strangers. It was euphoria. It was incredible. But interestingly,
what's that like, hugging strangers?
When I was at this game, I sat next to two people wearing Adrian Peterson jerseys. And later during the game, I found out that it was Adrian Peterson's girlfriend and it was her little brother.
It still amazes me.
So I'm sitting next to Adrian Peterson's girlfriend. Her brother is next to me and she's, you know, on the right side of him. And they were super nice. And, you know, there were fans around us that were drinking a lot. Did he have bruises on him? There were fans around us that were drinking a lot and kind of talking trash to him. But, you know, they were good sports and all that. But so, you know, really the whole game, she was super supportive of Adrian. Like, go, Adrian, you know, like clapping and all that. But, like, he had a miserable game. I don't know if you guys remember. How many times did he fumble? He fumbled, like, four times in that game.
Yeah.
I remember the last time that he fumbled.
Get a close, Dave.
The brother of his girlfriend, like, just like, man, come on, Adrian. And he just starts pounding the seat in front of him, punching it. And, like, basically he completely turned on Adrian Peterson. Like, he got so mad about how bad his sister's boyfriend was that he completely turned on him and was losing his mind. And, like, I'm sitting next to him, and I just kind of look behind me, and I'm looking at other Saints fans, and they're all just looking at me like, hell yeah. It was just a great moment where it's just like, we got him to turn on his own guy.
I mean,
on his own family, practically.
This game, Dave, I had 102 fever the morning of.
Yeah, I remember the story.
And I just took a bunch. My mom was like, you can't go. I'm like, I'm going to this game. And I just drugged myself up and went.
No regrets.
No regrets. None. People thought I was drunk coming out of the stadium because I walked like two blocks and then vomited. They thought I was drunk. I was not.
Wasn't the honey bourbon?
No. I was stone cold.
You were
sober
stoned.
The entire game for that, believe it or not.
But I was not.
Dave, the thing is, as the years have gone on, I realize why this game, of all the Minnesota failures, why it eats at them. Because watching that highlights, like, Minnesota was better than the Saints. They just completely shit the bed in a horrific
way. Well, there were four. How many was it? Four turnovers? The Vikings had four turnovers.
Hang on, I'll find out. You guys keep chatting it up.
You're not gonna win a game when you're coughing the ball up four times in a game. You're just not. You can't do that. You just can't do that. But you're right. Yeah, but I mean, you're right. If the Vikings had turned the ball over one less time,
Should have won that game.
Yeah, then they
outplayed the Saints except for the turnover.
Absolutely. Yeah.
If they wouldn't have had 13 dudes in the huddle at the end.
Yeah, also that.
You could take a knee and kick a 50-yard field goal.
That's right.
Five turnovers total.
This isn't the Super Bowl, man.
Yeah, and I mean,
this isn't Detroit.
The Saints had at least one turnover themselves, I think.
Yeah, one turnover for New Orleans.
So the differential.
Five turnovers for Minnesota.
Yeah. Well, anyway, just to put a bow on this, I was at the game, obviously, sitting in the same seats I'm always sitting in. The one thing I remember about the game was at that time, Voodoo Man, the super fan Voodoo Man, used to sit right in front of us. And instead of being Voodoo Man for that game, he was like a devil. He was all dressed in red. He was wearing a big clock around his neck, like, what's his face?
Flavor Flav.
Yeah. Yeah. And the time was set to like frozen. Like, he was supposed to be like hell frozen over because like, this was going to be it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The Saints were going to win the NFC championship and this was going to be the day hell freezes over. I remember that, very vividly. And it was good because they won. So he didn't look stupid after the game. I always feel bad for those guys that get dressed up or paint themselves or whatever, and then their team loses, and then you got to make that walk of shame out of the stadium. I feel bad for those guys. I always feel bad for those guys.
I need to – hang on, Ralph. Let me jump in real quick. So to further your point about the Vikings being better that night, the Vikings won time of possession 36 minutes, 49 seconds – to 27 minutes, 56 seconds. They went 7 of 12 on third down conversions compared to 3 of 12 third down conversions for the Saints. The Saints were penalized 9 times. The Vikings were penalized 5. They ran the ball. Hang on, where's the rush? Oh, yeah. The Vikings ran the ball 36 times for 165 yards and 3 touchdowns. The Saints ran the ball 23 times and got only 68 yards and 1 score. The Vikings had 31 first downs in the game. The Saints, 15.
Oh, my God.
So you know what?
Yeah.
The Vikings, to quote Robert De Niro in Copland, you blew it!
I mean, I think you can argue...
You blew it!
Andrew, I think you can argue the Vikings were the best team in 2009. Like, and not just in that game with the Saints, but like the best team in the NFL.
Like a small baby.
Yeah, you know what they remind me of?
Losers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's what's so funny is like, that's Brett Favre. We're talking about Brett Favre. Like, they are on similar trajectories here late in their career. Aaron Rodgers is becoming that gunslinger. He's becoming that gunslinger that takes chances, that is making mistakes, and that's pissing away games that he doesn't have to piss away if he just maybe makes that intermediate throw. Or maybe.
Well, I have to say this too.
So Kevin, how's your love life?
Before we get to Kevin's love life,
I also need help on the Wordle. Jesus Christ. I know the third letter is O and the last letter is L, and I've used all the vowels. So
show me.
I don't know what's the letter in between the O and the L? It's got to be. It has to be a W.
You're one off, man.
I feel stupid, like, because
I told you it's
a word. There's like a word.
It's tricky.
Oh, no, it's double L. Is it? Oh, okay. All right. Somebody's suggesting something.
Also, by the way,
you spoiled it, man. You spoiled it, man.
Ah, yes.
Blues, you spoiled it.
Yeah, no. Well, Biloxi Blues, check's in the mail, buddy. Check is in the mail.
You spoiled
Kevin,
it, man.
I feel like Will Smith, he deserves to be in the Saints Ring of Honor for a lot of reasons. He was a great, great player. Rest in peace. But I believe him getting the coin toss correct in overtime might be a top five moment in Saints history. Because I don't know if the Saints lose that coin toss, they have a Super Bowl title at all. Like, that's how much
Adrian
it hung by a freaking thread.
Adrian Peterson
that would
have fumbled again. It's fine.
Maybe. Brad Childress was just destined not to get to a Super Bowl.
Also, I don't know what this Wordle stuff is, but
I
do know.
I don't get it.
Wait a minute. Okay.
I do know I'm never going to do it.
Wait a minute. All three of you don't know what the hell Wordle is, but the Saints Happy Hour podcast account on our live Twitch stream is posting saying now Dave's going to be like, look at my Wordle streak on Twitter. So, that's got to be Thomas then.
Yeah. That's Thomas.
That's always me, man.
To partake in whatever that is. Oh, it looks terrible.
All right.
And by the way,
Thank you.
The chaos of the 2009 NFC Championship. Pierre Thomas, Andrew, like, he had an amazing game that night. And I think it all gets kind of forgotten.
Well, he got that big kick return, too, in overtime.
He had, 140
and one
yards.
A fourth and one play, which got reviewed. And I still don't know that he got that first down.
Yeah.
I still don't know that he got that.
And the thing is, it burns Viking fans to no end on Twitter where they're like, we did this and we outplayed you and Pierre Thomas didn't get the first down. And we're like, yeah, and? Like, we didn't deserve to win and we beat you.
Stuff your sorries in a sack,
mister.
Here's the thing about the Rams and the Vikings. Neither of them have ever won a Super Bowl. So they can talk about the Minnesota Miracle, and they can talk about the no call, and they can rub it in our faces, but at the end of the day, they both don't have a Lombardi, and we do. And that is why I want the Rams to lose so bad. I want this to perpetuate into eternity.
But the Rams do have a Super Bowl trophy.
99.
I mean with McVay.
With McVay, yeah. In LA. The LA Rams don't have it.
But the Vikings have never won one, like, ever in their history.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
Right. Also, Saints to Death said he'd rather listen to me sing than talk about Wordle, so.
What is that
in the sky? He can throw twice as high.
The Rams have won.
Why is that quality so terrible?
No,
it does not sound like
one.
That on my phone.
They went to one in the 70s, Andrew, but they didn't win.
Did Kurt Warner only win the one against the Titans?
Yeah. They lost to the Patriots, and they lost to the Steelers way back when.
Andrew doesn't know football.
Raiders?
Whoa. Whoa. Here, Thomas.
I'm just reading the chat.
Here,
impressive.
Here is, before we get to the hotline, Kevin.
Oh, no, it was the Steelers.
Before we get to the hotline, which has a
what
romance
is the
theme.
Today? I can't
we
get
need
the
a
letter.
Kevin Love update.
Oh, yeah, love update.
There is no love update. I haven't gone on. I have gone on zero dates in the past week. I have had a couple of conversations with some ladies that have gone pretty well. I was supposed to go on it.
Wait, talks with your mother don't count. So let's,
I know. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, you just said
that's the worst joke I've ever heard.
It is.
I
was supposed to go on a date Saturday night, but the lady that I was going to go on a date with, she got COVID and got diagnosed on Thursday.
Likely
she flaked.
Yeah, I was about to say, COVID is the best thing to happen for women who want to bail on dates now. They can just be like, oh, shit, I got COVID. Sorry, I saw
it's replaced. I need to work.
I agree with that. But she has continued to text with me.
Yeah.
So.
Ooh.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Did you ask her if she could bring her
some soup? I don't know.
Do we know what she looks like?
Yeah, she's cute.
Okay. I do have a question. Is there.
That's me, Kevin.
Out of curiosity, has there been any contact with the doctor at all?
No.
I'm serious. Okay.
Right. No. You're a horrible person.
No, none. Actually.
You're a horrible person.
What I'm,
because I'm still rooting for that. I'm hoping for a
reunion.
I'm hoping for a New England Patriots style Super Bowl 28-3 comeback for you and the doctor and your love life.
Honestly, I've debated writing a letter.
A letter.
Yeah. Oh man.
I say do it. I say do it. You got nothing. You've got nothing to lose. You've got nothing.
That's the worst joke I've ever
not
heard.
I don't even know what you just said. I'm trying to gather my thoughts here. It's not a let's get back together letter. It's basically a, I don't know what I did wrong, but it finally took me a couple of months to realize that to believe you when you told me that I did nothing wrong.
No. Don't write that letter.
You need to do it like Festival. It's time for airing of the grievances.
If you're writing a letter, just say, hey, did you see that, Chief?
What am I
going to
air? What grievances am I going to air?
Let's get back together.
No. It's not that. It's basically, I was prepared to dump my entire life in St. Louis to move across the country to another time zone, to a city on the coast that might have to deal with hurricanes for you.
Wait, is she in Charleston?
I was prepared to do of that.
Yeah. She's in Charleston.
For you.
Right?
Yeah. Wait, say that again, Jude.
She was going to relocate Charleston, to Charleston, correct? Yes. I have so many Eli Apple mom jokes. Can I just like give a...
No.
Oh, my
no,
God.
No, because I don't even know what you're talking about. And so it was just like that. Like, I was going to relocate my whole life for you and be fully supportive of you and figure out what I was going to do after that.
I think the letter should...
fine. I was totally, I bought all
just
in.
Get back, Kevin, just get back on Coffee Meets Bagel. Go on your next date.
Do not send that letter. Do not send it. I think you should write a letter and say, look, I went on a date with Eli Apple's mom. I got that out of my system, and now I'm ready.
It's not, again, I'm...
Hey, Tomas, check the timestamp on this.
I love how y'all think, like, I'm...
I got that out of my system.
Blew it out of the system, right?
I'm just
that's
like,
been in the chamber for weeks.
I don't know.
I just fucking. I didn't even know about this till the pre-show. You all told me about this video. Oh,
man. Anyway,
I'm keeping. By the way, Kevin, this is as classy as I'm going
to.
No,
Kevin's empty.
No, we
need somebody to fill your loving cup.
It's. I'm not worried about that. Like basically. Like, look, if obviously she didn't want to be together. Okay, fine. It's like she... Why is Jude laughing?
Andrew
why
doesn't know football.
Laughing? I'm having serious thoughts and discussions here, and you pricks are all laughing. Ha, ha, ha! We're all married! Everything is fine! We have children and families! And responsibilities! PTA meeting! Gotta pay off those IVF bills. Ooh.
Why have you turned into the scarecrow? Why have you turned into the scarecrow from the Wizard of Oz?
Like, I'm trying to have a serious conversation about I don't know, about me being single or whatever. It's basically like, look. You make your own decision, great. But then to ghost me for like 3 weeks, but to like ghost me for a few weeks and make me think I did something wrong or said something wrong and think, what am I not doing? What am I not giving her that she needs? And then to finally have to force her to get into a phone call where right. Where I have to press her, where I have to say, hey, do you still love me? Do you still want to be together? Do you still want to go to Charleston? And she's just like, yeah, I don't think so anymore. And it's like, so you strung me along for 3 weeks with little to no texting contact.
2 weeks.
And all that comes after I went to Cleveland for a wedding of one of your friends. We had a great time.
Ugh, Cleveland.
I went with you to Charleston.
Jesus.
For your work interview. Like, again, I was invested. I was all in. And yeah, I still...
That might have been
like, I'll never know what I did, and I don't know.
You went to Cleveland.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe
she's like, this guy's willing to go to Cleveland.
Got mad at her, did you start yelling at her in the Scarecrow voice?
I didn't get mad at her. I was just kind of like shell-shocked by the whole thing. Like, one of my friends here in St. Louis has a decent theory that...
Jason Champagne says it was the Blue Chew, wasn't it?
It was the Blue Chew ad. She heard the Blue Chew ad.
I can't...
Hey, Tomas, check the timestamp on this.
She heard the Blue Chew ad that you read for the podcast.
Damn, Jason. Like, that's on the top rope, man.
Blue Chew!
It was... Right. Well, I think
this segment's run longer than I think we all expected it to.
Well, you all dragged it out.
No, I know. you got all emotional.
All right,
I'm not emotional.
You got all serious. You're emotional.
Before we move on, Thomas, the violin one more time. Just for, you know, just to punctuate it.
We might have to play the sad violin if Sean Payton retires, Andrew.
I love that you pricks all enjoy these segments where it's like, Kevin's going to talk seriously from the heart. Goddamn chuckle fest.
I only liked it because I got to work in an Eli Apple's mom joke in there.
Hey, wait. Break it. I gotta thank Budrich, Dave. He did one of your favorite things. He donated 100 bits.
I got some bits. Yeah,
he gave us bits.
Budrich.
So that's a good segue, Kevin. Kevin's love life. He had a little therapy. But the hotline this week, Kevin, we asked people to tell us about their bad dates, and oh boy, they delivered.
Okay, wait. I want to say, Kevin, just going back to Kevin again, write whatever letter you want to write. I don't think you should write the stuff you were saying. I don't think that's what you should write, but
no.
you send a letter, though. Send a letter. You got nothing to lose. You got nothing to lose, everything to gain. Send the letter.
No, it's not about trying to get her back. It's more about closure.
Right, it's therapeutic. Okay, that's fine.
It's more about closure for me. It's basically me saying, hey, great. Have a good life. I hope you treat the next guy.
I know, but don't tell me deep down that you're not secretly hoping that, like, sending that letter sparks something and then she
reignites.
Responds. Yeah, yeah. But send the letter. Send the letter.
No.
All right, Ralph, let's cue the hotline.
We got hookers and unpaid bills in the hotline.
Look, good. I'm glad you root for me instead of laughing at me.
Of course.
We can do both.
Well, yeah. So that's it. Those two are not mutually exclusive.
Sliding in from off screen, going,
Well, I just had to make that known. We can both laugh at you and root for you. I just
did the Chris Collins work there. Thomas, play the hotline.
We laugh at you because we love you.
There you go.
Facts.
There you go.
Yes. It's time for this week's hottest takes from the Saints Happy Hour Hotline.
Hey, y'all. Loogie Police here. Going to talk about a date. I'm not sure it classifies as a terrible date if it ended with me getting lucky. So, you know, maybe this is usable, but it is sort of funny.
Eli Apple's mom.
So I got divorced about 6 years ago, and I was celibate for about 3 years. And my first date after 3 years was with my high school girlfriend, who ironically was my first love, first sex, first everything. And we sort of reconnected after 20 years, and we had both screwed our lives up. And, you know, the first night I'm thinking, okay, this might just, you know, it's kind of refurbished, right? So you can maybe first date is fine. So I did the old something about Mary trick because I was thinking, well, it's been 3 years and, you know, that could get squirrely. So I kind of, you know, took care of the first one prior to the night beginning. And it totally backfired because I just couldn't get to the finish line. And there was all this, are you not attracted to me? And have I put on weight? And maybe it's me, you know. But it was really just the something about Mary trick. So I'm sure people have worse ones than that, but that's mine. Mm. Love you guys.
Good evening, gentlemen. It is Adam, the radio voice from Ocean City, Maryland. So, Dave, I took your advice. My worst date ever happened years and years ago with a girl whose last name was, can't make this up, her last name was Hooker. Took her out to dinner, met her parents. Very nice night. At the end of dinner, she said, I'm tired. I want to go home. So the gentleman that I was said, we'll do that. So I took her home, dropped her off, never heard from her again. Weeks later, one of her friends says, oh, hey, by the way, she didn't want to go out with you again because you were too nice. Too nice? What in the world? So I guess out of all the worst days in the world, that's not the worst in general, but that's the worst that happened to me. So, love the show. You guys keep everything fresh. You keep it fun. Definitely looking forward to more of the offseason, the draft, and the beginning of next year when they go on a Super Bowl run in 2022. But I will continually use the hotline. Best thing in the world. You guys rock. Who dat?
Yeah, calling in about weird
Too nice
dates.
Is an excuse.
I actually had one last week. Went out with this guy. All I could do is talk about this doctor he used to date. Asked me to go to the bathroom with him. I said no. He went to the bathroom. And then the next thing I know, he's gone. Left me with a bill. What kind of shit is that?
What?
The Grindr community, man.
Okay, wait. I have a couple of... First of all, Adam, thanks for calling in. I'm glad the radio... Whoa. We got the story. No, I don't know, Kevin. Too nice can be a thing, and that's kind of what I worry about with you.
No, it's not. It's not.
Kevin,
because
not too
Kevin,
nice.
Kevin, there are some.
One of two things. It means one of two things. Either the girl was trying to spare your feelings because she didn't want to say why she really why she really wasn't interested anymore, or there was something else going on.
I don't know. I think there are some women.
You are both right.
Like the drama.
Don't argue. You are both right.
There are some women who like. No, I think there are some women who like a man who just makes decisions. There are some women who prefer a. Or who are still okay with traditional roles and.
That doesn't mean that you're not a nice guy.
No, you can be.
You can be a quote unquote traditional guy.
Dave is definitely not a nice guy.
That's make decisions, be very like forward and outward with like, hey, we're gonna do this, and like I'm gonna make plans and I'm gonna take charge here. And a woman wants that. That doesn't mean that she wants you to then be an asshole and be rude.
No.
Again,
who's the nicest guy on this podcast?
Okay, but here's my thing. Hold on.
Who's the nicest? Who's the nicest between
Kevin
the four of us?
Kevin is.
Dave is out.
I'm out. Here's my thing. What I'm talking about, like, being an asshole, I'm not talking – I don't – you're looking at it black and white. You think that there's being nice or there's being an asshole, and there's an in-between. My point is, like, let's say your lady, whoever, this – you know, oh, pick some place to go to eat, and Kevin will be like, oh, I don't know. Why don't you pick blah, blah, blah. No. That's being nice because you're taking her feelings into consideration, and you want to just do whatever she wants to do. You want to make her happy. But I'm like, in a situation like that, she wants you to pick. You just make a decision. You pick something and you decide it. And that's not being an asshole. It's just being decisive. And I think being nice sometimes, nice and being decisive, or being an asshole and being decisive, I think, are sometimes conflated. And, you know,
And decisive. You can be nice and decisive.
You can be.
I would say, here's and I'll even dig up shit with me and my ex-wife. Me and my ex-wife at times would be indecisive at the same time on shit, and that doesn't mesh. Hey, where do you want to go to dinner? I don't know. I really don't care. Where do you want to go?
My wife and I, we've all done that. Like, that's
what's horrible dates. Have y'all been on? I can think of horrible dates that I've been on before I was married. Do any of you have horrible dates?
I had a couple of dates in college where, like, I mustered up the courage to, like, actually just straight up ask a girl out. And I went on a couple where I took, the restaurants, but there was just never any chemistry. But I don't have any, like, horror stories.
I got a good one.
I don't have anybody leaving out of the bathroom window or.
No, I got a good one. I got a good one. This is, like, I was, like, late 20s.
Was he a life lady?
Yeah, lady. And it was first time, like, I dated, like, above myself, because let's be real, I'm, like, a 3 on the attractive scale. And, like, I got this.
You're being jealous, like, man.
That's not true. I mean, your hand. Your face is fine. Your arm is.
Your arm is. And my,
pins
in my
leg. 3 out of what?
Yeah. On the podcast,
3 out of what?
On the live stream, you look great.
Yeah.
3 out of what, Ralph?
From neck up.
I'm dating this.
You look great, Ralph.
The first woman that I date that's, like,
3 out of
very attractive.
Maybe.
I don't very attractive. I date her, nice date at the end, and we're saying goodbye. I'm like, it went away. And she leans in and she licked me like a dog. Like up this way, across and back down.
No, that's hot.
And looked
she was
at me
a freak,
and said,
man.
Do you
into
like that?
That?
And I went,
game girl.
You
like,
blew it,
I had
you
no
blew
idea
it.
What to it. Do. And I'm gonna, when I say lick, I mean like lick, like an ice cream cone.
You
was,
blew it. Like and I say that like you don't necessarily
it.
You don't have to be into like the licking thing, but you now know that she's into all kinds of stuff. So like the like who knows what could happen. So like you don't have to be into the licking thing, but like now you're like, okay, if I'm into anything weird, then she's probably gonna be okay with it. So let's go. You blew it, dude. You blew it.
I blew.
That sounds like a great date.
I blew it. I put like she lay like
a bad day. That's a.
I don't know if you blew it. Ralph.
You fumbled it, man. You
I fumbled like
you were Adrian Peterson in the 2009
and then he woke up.
Right. NFC Championship game.
I know. Like if a date, like you know
if,
that
if a girl does anything like crazy, like
but like
if
I didn't have licking in the game plan of potential things that could happen,
look,
and it threw me off.
I get it. You were surprised. you don't have what it takes to react in the moment. You got flustered, but you blew it. But like again, like I said, like if you were into licking, great. Then you just hit the jackpot. But even if you're not into licking, that was a sign that this girl is. You know, she's.
You think Ralph is thinking a step ahead? Like, not only is she a licker, but she's looking at Ralph Marlboro and licking Ralph Marlboro. And then he's like, nah,
I mean
no.
It.
That, Ralph, I'm out. Ralph is the kind of quarterback he needs the OC.
In my OC in the headset. That's right.
Telling him to check the thing on his wrist. All right, which play are we calling right now? Okay, we're calling this one.
That's right.
There's no improvisation, no room for calling audibles. There's no Peyton Manning stuff out there.
I mean,
it's literally what's on the wrist.
Did you give her the like, Ralph panic face?
Did you not think, okay, if she can lick a face like this, then what else?
Well,
can
no,
she
Dave,
lick?
I was so stunned.
Oh, Ralph's grip strength later.
I wasn't thinking like you were, Dave. You're thinking like she's into all the freaky stuff. I was thinking maybe I'll end up in her freezer. Maybe she's a serial killer. Like you didn't think of the bad things that could happen.
Well, that's right. And this was also during when Jeffrey Dahmer was still out there and hadn't been captured yet. So you had no idea.
I'm just saying.
I thought last week's podcast was great.
It's 11:40 for Juge. Come on.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Thomas, get to the trivia. We got trivia and questions. Get to the trivia. We got to get out of here.
I got to end. Ralph, I got to end with this.
Oh, Ralph's pants just got tighter.
After the day.
Nice.
Be honest with us. That's how it ended, Ralph.
That's how it always ends. How it always ends.
Next week is when we should go really long so that I can have a drink at midnight.
That's right. I'll stay long.
Man, this is the longest podcast ever. And it's the off-season. Okay, the trivia question.
That's why they're
fast. Sponsored by Budrich. It's a pretty interesting one.
But we haven't given the... Okay, the hotline's going to die, though.
Shut
I feel
up.
Like we got to give up. A topic every week.
Damn.
I'll think of one. We'll throw it in the Discord.
All right.
Okay, the trivia question is, when was the last time the Saints had the punt be blocked?
Oh my God. That's a great question.
I'm going to guess Tommy Barnhart.
No.
It's got to be.
Yeah. It's like in the Peyton era.
I know Morstead has never had one blocked in his career. I know that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That doesn't look like Morstead.
No,
it's not.
Well, that image is, I'm assuming, the guy who blocked.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
The Hazlitt era had to have a punt.
Did Toby Gowan have before a blocked punt?
Dude, when?
Who was before Morstead? Who was directly before
Who
Morstead?
Was the punter when the Saints went to Arizona and lost to that quarterback that completed like four passes with Drew Brees?
Max Hall?
Yeah, that game. I think the Saints had a punt block.
Weatherford. Did Steve Weatherford?
That's a good one.
Did he have a punt
block? Ooh, I like that one.
I'm going to guess Steve Weatherford, just because that's the only guy I remember from before Thomas Morstead.
You don't remember Glenn Pakulak?
Oh, yes, that's right. That was after Weatherford, though, right?
All right.
Yeah,
final answer. So. What's the final answer?
Holy shit.
Glenn Pakulak.
Jesus Christ. You talk about a trip down memory lane. Like, that's
Pakulak. That's the final answer, Thomas.
I'm saying Weatherford. I'm saying Weatherford.
Pakulak? Okay. Let's find out if you were right, guys.
What season was that, Ralph? That was 2011?
I think.
Oh, 8.
Who was that?
2011. Andrew, what was that thing that you said?
He said Morstead never had one blocked, which obviously cannot be
true. Oh, what's that, then?
I was wrong.
You were dead wrong.
Is that Robert Quinn? Who is
Robert?
That?
He's celebrating. Yeah. Did he? Is
Robert
he the
Quinn blocked it. The answer is 2011 season, and Robert Quinn blocked it.
Robert Quinn still getting double digit sacks, by the way.
One of the rare Ryan Pace good signings.
Jesus. Yeah, that was 10 years ago.
Jesus.
What a terrible block.
I think I was present for that game.
Oh, my God.
That was in St. Louis.
Right? I assume we lost that game.
We did.
Yeah.
That would have been only one of three losses that season.
I was not happy. I think.
That was the first loss. That was after they went 11-0. What did they do in 2011? Didn't they go on a long? No, they went 13-0 in.
This was the last loss before they ripped off like 8 in a row.
This wasn't the winless Rams team, was it, that beat us?
That had what has?
I think they were winless at the time.
Oh my God.
No.
I remember that. I think this was a major upset.
Are you kidding me? This is when the Rams were terrible.
It says here that the Saints were 5-3 and the Rams were 1-6.
Who is the Rams quarterback?
The Rams were winless because it says Rams upset the Saints for their first win.
Yes.
And who was the quarterback? Mark Bulger? Who was the
Their quarterback was A.J. Feely.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ. AJ Feely beat us, okay? And this is the 2011 season, okay? This is the year we should have gone to the NFC Championship. This is the year we lost to the Niners.
This is the year Scholes and Graham went off.
Yes, this is the year we set the record for offensive production. We were the greatest offensive team in NFL history. And then we shit the bed against a winless, terrible St. Louis Rams team.
Ladies and gentlemen,
your New Orleans Saints.
The Rams went into halftime that day up 17-0. They ended the third quarter up 24-7.
Wow!
And I was in attendance for this one.
Vilma had like a defensive touchdown,
He did fumble recovery touchdown.
Yeah,
that
I remember.
Also, the last game Kevin ever went to. Am I wrong?
I ended up losing a bet and had to take a slap in the face because of this.
I was joking, Kevin, but have you been to a game since that game?
No, I'm pretty sure I have.
Jason Champagne says he watched this
game that was
from ESPN Club at Disneyland.
Ooh, that's brutal. Wow. That's a good trivia, though, Butterich. That's a good trivia question.
Trivia question is going to be, where did Jason Champagne watch the St. Louis Rams, the undefeated St. Louis Rams, beat the Saints from?
All right, we got to get to the questions. Before we play the music, we got to remind people, we get so many questions each week. We decided we'll be answering those. It didn't appear in the main show during daily shows. We had one a couple weeks back. We're going to do it again. Keep the question coming because Thomas feels bad that he can't use them all on the live stream. And we're going to save some of the questions today because we're going like we've already had 90 minutes.
Wait, that doesn't make sense. If Thomas is upset with that, he keeps missing questions. Stop sending in questions. You're freaking Thomas out.
It's too much.
No. Stop sending them in. He can't handle this. He can't handle the amount of questions he's getting. Stop sending.
You can't handle the truth.
Everyone has a hard time.
No, we need content for
call
the daily show. Dave,
call instead of sending questions. Right,
play the music.
Hotline.
Play the music.
I was just kidding. Send in all the questions.
Finger guns. This song never gets old.
No, it does not.
You know what, though? Dave, if Sean Payton retires, we'll have to retire this.
Next question.
No, we don't.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
No, we don't. We were using Mike Ditka before that.
Yeah, we'll have to use the new punch, though, Tom. So, Thomas, what you got?
Okay, so first question of the two comes from Jason DeJohn. And he asks, bigger waste of a draft pick? Drafting Cesar Ruiz or trading for Eli Mama's boy Apple?
Ruiz is the first round pick. That's easy. Next question.
Eli is the fourth round pick.
My friend came up with Eli Sour Apple, but I definitely like Eli Mama's boy Apple way better.
What about Eli Pink Lady Apple?
Yeah, Mama's boy. Still
I like Mama's boy. Saints fans are going to crucify him when he gets lit up by Tariq Hill.
That's fine. Next question.
Maybe
next
Eli question. Eli Kevin's date Apple.
Damn. Jesus.
Eli Apple of Kevin's eye.
Okay, last question from Saints Rabbit. This is a pretty vulgar one. Saints Rabbit asks, how fair weathered is Kay Adams, a fellow Paul, by the way. Is she A, 2009 Saint Fairweather, 2017 Fairweather, 2018 Fairweather, 2019 Fairweather, or is she just a bitch? Yeah, I said that.
She's 2015. She was going to come on this podcast and she ghosted us.
Wait, who's Kay Adams?
I don't even
know. Kevin doesn't watch the NFL Network.
You don't know who Kay Adams is?
Hang on, let me see.
I bet
now she's never coming on.
You'll recognize her once you Google image it, I think.
Now she's never coming on.
Oh.
What? No, not now. No, my God.
Dude, she's adorable. She's adorable looking. What are y'all complaining about?
No.
Kay Adams.
We're complaining about her Saints takes, apparently.
She was going to come on this podcast. She DM'd me her email. I emailed her. She gave me a couple dates. I was like, great, let's do this one. And then she never replied. Like, she was all in, and then she was all out. I don't know what happened. It was the weirdest thing.
She has an amazing quality where every fan base.
Several amazing qualities.
She probably listened to the show. Yeah.
Several amazing qualities. She listens to the show. Kay, she has this amazing quality, Kevin, where every fan base thinks she loves their team because she'll be on Good Morning Football and she'll just be like, wear a Jacksonville Jaguars jersey one day. And they'll be like, oh, okay, likes the Jaguars. Like, most fans think people on TV hate their teams. People watch Good Morning Football. They think Kay Adams likes their team.
Who just subscribed?
Call that Army Guy 504 with the Twitch Prime 3 months straight.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like Kevin. Like, I don't really know all these TV personalities. I'm looking her up now. I don't know. She kind of, in this one picture,
you don't know
she
Kay Adams.
Looks, I mean, I don't know. In this one picture, she's kind of given me like Ariana Grande vibes.
I think she's more recognizable than Mina Kimes, honestly.
Ooh. Like no,
I don't think.
I disagree.
I think
Mina Kimes is way more famous than
you think.
Yeah,
really?
Think so,
nationally,
right?
I don't know. I think I'm with Thomas on this. Nationally,
no,
I don't
Mina
know,
Kimes.
I mean, ESPN. That's like the battleship. I mean, you yeah. ESPN. You just become famous by inertia, just because they put you on TV.
Who has more followers on Twitter? It looks like.
Oh, it's got to be.
Well, let me see. Kay Adams has 39.8. Oh, no. Hang on, followers. 443,400 followers.
Mina has 700K.
Really? Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, there you go. That settles it.
Mina Kimes is the number one football podcast in the world.
And Mina Kimes, she interacts with us on Twitter. We like her. She's nice to us. She's come on the show.
Yeah.
Look. Kay Adams seems like a nice person. She looks like a million bucks. She's knowledgeable and all that stuff. It sucks that she ghosted the podcast. So
that does.
Boo her.
She swiped left on Andrew.
Yeah.
She didn't block me on Twitter though, like Sean Payton.
Thomas, I feel like
maybe you should write a letter.
Kevin treatment, though.
Yeah, should I write a letter to Kay Adams? Let her know she hurt me.
Use like a feather pen, like Thomas Jefferson writing the Declaration of Independence, put on a wig, write it out. Like,
my dearest Kay Adams.
But it's like Civil War. You did the Civil War from Ken Burns.
For balls and affections.
Your affections.
Yours left me. Most sincerely.
All right. What's next?
The clip we got to do. I was going to say, Thomas, you should have a lot of material people to do clips of the week next week. We got a lot of material from this show.
I want to see Andrew's impression of Gail Benson as a clip of the week.
But.
I can see Juge getting frustrated. Come on, man. Let's hustle this up. I can see it in his face.
But Thomas, get us to clip of the week
you
for
get
this week.
Yeah, let's hope we get more clips next week because this week was pretty bad. Pretty bad. Let's go straight into it.
874. Wapner starts at 4. I gotta watch Wapner. Watch Wapner.
I can't believe it. Jesus Christ.
The scary thing, Dave, I remember that. I couldn't remember my accountant's name today when I was talking to him. But I can remember Jim McMahon had two gloves in the Super Bowl.
His name was David Carr.
Clipped by Tiger Saint 3712.
Thank you,
Tiger Saint. We appreciate it.
You can make another clip this week of me laughing hysterically again.
This podcast is going to probably set a record for our off-season podcast because the graphic Thomas made and the headline of Sean Payton trolling the media is just fantastic.
Ralph, I am impressed that you have a Glenn Pakulak fat head.
Oh, yeah.
Good one, Andrew.
Glenn Pakulak fat head right there.
Damn it. You got me.
Right there.
That's right below the Steve Weatherford one.
Next week, the Sean Payton fat head comes down if he retires, and it never goes
Dennis
back up.
Dennis Allen fathead goes up.
Yeah.
The Pete Carmichael fathead goes
Pete.
Up.
The Pete Carmichael. Damn. So, if you're new, listen to the podcast.
Dan Quinn fathead goes up.
Oh, God.
Dan Quinn, please.
Oh, wait. Before we leave, we should talk about what would be the worst head coaching hire if Sean Payton leaves.
Oh, my God.
What would be your nightmare scenario?
Mike McCarthy.
Spagnola.
Bill O'Brien.
Kansas City could win the Super Bowl.
Bill O'Brien, that's the answer.
Oh, Bill O'Brien.
Brandon Browner coaching from a live feed from the CCTV in jail.
Bill O'Brien becomes the Saints coach. I might go with Kevin and, like he did with Adrian Peterson, go walk to Himalayas.
And then in all serious
something.
And then my vote for coach is Steve Gleason. If we can get Steve Gleason to be head coach, that's who I want.
I'd prefer Urban him
Meyer.
To Bill O'Brien.
Guys,
I'd prefer Kevin to Bill O'Brien.
Let's make it happen. My God, if you don't play the best football of your life for Steve Gleason, who are you going to play it
for? Something's wrong with you.
Yeah.
I will tell you who will be the best hire, guys.
Go Tigers.
This guy.
No, get out of here. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Just as long as we keep that coach from the gas stations, we'll be all right.
Yeah, right.
That might be fun.
Ed Orcheron should go on a date with Eli Apple's mom. That'd be a good couple.
Oh, poor Eli Apple's mom. She really took it hard tonight.
She took a beating on Twitter.
Literally.
And other things.
Yeah.
So
but we did it in the classy faction. We never did.
This podcast,
Kevin still has no idea what we're talking. That's what's good about it. Unless you know what we're talking about, then you don't get any of the jokes. And if you don't know what we're talking about, like Kevin, you have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah. Kevin's gonna be like, OMG. I can't.
It's a Wordle inside joke, Kevin. Don't worry about that.
So anyway, thanks for all these new listeners we're probably gonna have. We're the best Saints podcast. We're the most fun. We did it 90 minutes of serious Saints football. We broke everything down. No jokes, no fluff, no nothing. All football.
All X's and O's.
Straight analysis.
So thanks to everybody. Thanks to join us on the live stream in the chat. Thanks to Dave, to Andrew, for Kevin, for Thomas running the show back in Poland, doing an amazing job getting up in the middle of the night, best producer of any podcast in the world. Hey, kids, remember, don't shoot your dick off. Until next week, the bar is closed.
My baby.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.